Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And my name is Jean Paul.
And today we'll be talking about Becky's new car, which is currently running at Cyrano's.
And to talk about it, we have Shotzi Schaefers. Hi, and Frances Tolbert.
Hi, guys.
And so tell me what this is about.
Becky's New Car is a new play by Stephen Dietz, kind of hot off the presses. It premiered in Seattle at A Contemporary Theater in 2008, and it's very new contemporary comedy about a woman who's dissatisfied with her ordinary life and through a series of misunderstandings ends up having an affair with a rich widow who thinks that she is also a widow, when in fact she has a husband and son at home. So she leads dual lives throughout the play.
Oh, my. And you're doing this, Frances.
I am doing it on stage. not in real life. However, it does sound rather interesting. I don't know. It's a terrific cast. It's a terrific script, a terrific director over here.
And Thank you.
You're welcome. The space is really intimate, and it's really fun because I get to go out there and break the fourth wall. And at Cyrano's in particular, it's just the absolute, you know, it's the perfect venue for this sort of thing.
Yeah, it is. I remember the first play I can remember seeing at Cyrano's. I probably wasn't, but the first one that sticks in my memory was a play in a bar. And I felt through the whole thing like I was sitting in that bar listening to these people argue and talk and fall in love.
What was it, like The Iceman Cometh?
No, it was a famous play, but
definitely is intimate in there.
Yeah,
you're right on top of everything.
Yeah, you just feel like you're part of the scenery.
Frances plays Becky, and Becky does break the fourth wall immediately. She not only directly addresses the audience, she engages the audience at certain points, and she does it within the first few seconds, and so the audience knows what they're in for right away. But the rest of the characters in the play have a fourth wall between them and the audience.
You have to establish that kind of thing early on. This way the ground rules are clear the audience is comfortable.
Actually, they're not.
Some of them are uncomfortable.
They're cowering in their seats.
Some are very resistant to the audience interaction portions of the play. But I do want to say I'm not even a fan of audience interaction because I don't like the pressure it often puts on the audience. It makes the person embarrassed or humiliated. And in this play, it really just walks right up to that line. It doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. She just gets help from the audience. So if you come watch the show, please don't be frightened of being pulled on stage. Nothing bad will happen to you.
Well, also, please don't be afraid of just saying no.
That's true. Some people just stare blankly when she's talking.
Yeah, have boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, so breaking the boundaries is part of what this is about. From what little I hear about the play, it sounds like taking the social, almost like consumerism becomes a substitute for real connection, or like the new car being a metaphor for something that
a new life.
A vehicle for a new life.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? People are afraid of being bored or reflective, and they just want to jump on the next hit. They need the next bump. You know, like using people like drugs. That's how I look at it.
Well, I think it's really tied to the economic crisis that happened in 2008. I think that was a lot of the impetus for why Stephen Dietz wrote this play. It's a woman who, she's not only dissatisfied in a way of being bored with her life, but she's also frustrated with always just living paycheck to paycheck. And when this very nice, rich widower comes along, it's really hard for her to say no.
No to his life?
Right, to the life that he could provide for her.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Sure, I'd do that.
Well, and I think that looking at the character of Becky, in my mind, she comes from a background of complacency, and you know, she just kind of goes with everything.
She's married.
She's married, but that doesn't mean you're dead. But in her case, it sort of is. But I think that it's just she has a 26-year-old son, and if she's my age, that started out, you know, relatively
pretty early.
Yeah, like when I was 12.
No, could be interesting.
Yeah, and the 26-year-old son still lives in the basement and won't move out. So there are just things in her life.
And that's economic, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, with the economy in flux, just totally fluxed.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do?
She talks about right at the beginning of the play as well.
It's a social commentary. Well, it's things that I think we can all relate to.
Yes.
No matter how exciting our lives are, You know, there's always that backdrop that, and I think so many of the choices people make, like look at the TV shows we have, like stuff like American Idol and people like depending upon lotteries and stuff like that, living in this kind of dream bubble of like, you know, it can happen to me. Of course it won't.
Instant fame and fortune.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right. That's the American way. Yeah.
Yes, and infidelity isn't all that outre either.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't an Ibsen play. People aren't shocked. Actually, a little bit. That one night when they first discovered that you really were having the affair, when she kissed Walter, there was a big gasp in the audience, which none of us really saw coming.
Who plays Walter?
That is an actor named Bill McAllister, who you may recognize his name because he was the director of communications for Sarah Palin. And he's now on a local news station. And so he's got a lot of notoriety. And I think a lot of people didn't realize he's also an actor. And he's just gotten back into the acting game recently.
You'd have to act.
Well, he's a darn good one.
He is. He was in Harold and Maude. He had a minor role in that play as the priest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was good to see him. Yeah, it was a fresh face. Yeah, I liked him.
And then her husband is played by Kevin Bennett.
Oh, okay.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Shotzi Schaefers and Francis Tolbert, and we're talking about Cyrano's production of Becky's New Car, and Francis is Becky.
I'm Becky.
And you were saying earlier that there are things about directing this that made you choose to direct it. Shotzi.
Yeah. Sandy approached me about a year ago, Sandy Harper from Cyrano's, and asked if I was interested in directing a play this season. And she gave me a pile of scripts, and I liked all of them, actually. Every script she gave me, I said I'd be happy to direct. And she picked Becky's New Car, and I was really glad she did because it made me laugh out loud. It was just so darn funny, and I thought, yeah, this is definitely my cup of tea, my kind of play, the sort of thing I wish I could write a play this good because I'm also a playwright.
You can. You're a terrific writer.
I will keep working at it. I hope I can be as good as Stephen Dietz someday. But I've always been a big fan of his plays. He wrote Lonely Planet, which Toast Theater did many years ago. Also that version of Dracula that Toast Theater did.
Right.
So his style is all over the map. He really doesn't have a particular genre. Yeah, kind of like me, I suppose. Maybe I relate to him as a writer.
It's called acting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to, like, turn them styles on a dime. Yeah, and Francis, this is, what was the last, you did Buck the Wagon, right?
No,
Smack the Wagon.
The Wagon,
right,
thank you.
Okay.
That was it out north, yeah, what was that, 4 years ago, five?
It was 4 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was a new play, too.
It was.
So you're specializing in, like, you know, the play of the moment, play du jour.
Play du jour is kind of like Spam, only better. No, I don't know what that was.
How is this experience for you so far?
It's amazing. It really is. It's odd that I don't have my script with me right now because I generally have it with me all the time.
It's your bibble.
And it matches my scarf. And I mean, you know, I don't know.
She's pretty much on stage almost the entire time. So she has a huge line load.
And it's a lot of fun. It's really, really interesting working with the audience. There's about four times that I drag them up on stage or somehow.
Oh, they get dragged on stage too?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, not dragged so much as coaxed.
Coaxed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they sit back down and then I have to find more.
How do you peek out from the curtain, you know, from the wings before the show and choose your victims?
I wouldn't call them victims. They're
participants.
Yes, lucky candidates.
And they do have the opportunity to say no.
Exactly.
No one has to dance or do anything embarrassing, like I said.
No.
It's like when you go to a circus and a clown comes out, and next thing you know, you're doing something incredibly ridiculous that's hilarious. Do you do that? Big guys like skip around?
No.
I think it's a really fun opportunity for people who might never, ever get up on stage to play. And I think what Shotzi said is that it really brings the audience, well, I'm not going to say close to the show because they're actually in the show, but it's a lot of fun. It's hugely fun.
And it's a great cast, some of the funniest people I've ever worked with. I was really, really pleased with what I got at the auditions.
Well, who else is in the show?
Let's see. We got Francis and Kevin, as we mentioned, and Bill McAllister. Also, Patrick Halloran plays her son. Tim Tucker, who mostly does a lot of musical theater. It's really great to see him doing some straightforward comedy because he's very, very funny. And he plays Steve, her co-worker. And who am I forgetting? Karina Becker, mm-hmm. of course.
Pamela.
And Pamela Hamilton, who are both UAA theater students.
Tim Tucker is a very funny man. I remember seeing him in some Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
and he was terrific.
Yeah, and he has a monologue that absolutely brings down the house.
Literally, no. I mean,
the ceiling crashes in. Angel comes in.
I blame the termites.
Yeah, gosh, no, I'm beside myself when he does it. It's frightening, and I've seen him do it many times when I'm on stage. Ooh, but it's great. There's some really interesting musical cues.
Yeah,
Bills.
Okay. Whenever Bill enters and exits as Walter, not every time, but I make it very dreamy. I did the sound design myself. I'm kind of picky about sound, and I just would have ended up asking the sound designer to pick all the things that I wanted. So why not just do it myself? And I had a lot of fun with that.
But so this plays
I don't want
about,
to give everything away, though.
This plays about infidelity.
That's one of the themes, yes, absolutely.
But not the only theme.
Right.
Well, oddly enough, I've had several comments from people that I don't know from the audience that they say they don't judge my character because I think that she's kind of a piece of work.
Because if a woman messes around, she's always got a good reason. But if a guy does it, he's mud.
Right.
Well, yeah. Except uh-huh. for Walter, the character Walter doesn't know that. I mean, he truly thinks that she's a widow.
So he doesn't realize that he's involved in an infidelity.
Oh,
so
really?
She's literally
okay.
carrying on two lives and trying to keep up with both
the
of them.
The double life.
But she's a very sympathetic character.
It's like a soap opera.
But she even says right off the bat when she's talking about her husband to the audience, she says, you're going to end up liking him way more than you like me. And in a way, it's true. They love Kevin. The audiences absolutely love him. Sometimes he gets rounds of applause on certain lines.
See, yeah, it's interesting. So people yeah. taking sides and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they are judgmental.
Well, we're running out of time, so I want to thank you for coming, Jotsy Schaffers and Francis Tolbert, and we're talking about Cyrano's production of Becky's New Car, which I got to see, obviously.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSK's website. There'll be a stage reading of I Teach Out of Love, a play about the influence of Theodore Rethke by Sandra Cleven at UAA Campus Bookstore, Wednesday, April 20th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. And Mark, you're going to be reading in it.
I'm going to read the part of Richard Hugo, the poet.
Very good. Admission is free.
That's right.
And no tickets needed.
Exactly. This weekend only, Out North presents performance art, The Love Project, including spoken lines and tap dancing while playing a jazz sax. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 8. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Also at Cyrano, Sunday at 7 p.m. is a free showing of Kenneth Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing. There will be a conversation with Shakespeare experts and Shakespeare lovers following the film. This is a free gift to the community from the Alaska Humanities Forum.
UAA Theater's production of 12 Angry Jurors ends this weekend. This famous play looks inside a jury deliberation. Showtimes are Saturday and Sundays at 8, with a Sunday matinee at 3 at the Fine Arts Building on UAA campus. The parking is free. For tickets and information, call 786-1794.
A new and improved production of Time Immemorial by Jack Dalton and Allison Warden will open next Thursday at the Sydney Lawrence Theater, one weekend only. The play has been workshopped in California and changed considerably. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6. Tickets at www.centertix.net or by calling 263-ARTS.
Up in Wasilla, it's the last weekend to see Valley Performing Arts presentation, A Little Princess, a sweet play about boarding school in the 19th century. Showtimes are tonight and tomorrow at 8 with a Sunday show at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama will host free play readings on the next several Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Come prepared to read or just to listen. There will be soup and breadsticks. For information and scripts, call Joe Page at 733-1060 or just drop by.
Cyrano's will be holding auditions for the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. this play directed by Teresa Pond. For more information and to schedule an audition appointment, call 274-2599. Rehearsals will begin in June, and the show will run in July and August.
At Cyrano's, Becky's New Car continues. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturdays and 3 on Sundays through May 11th. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.